G'day, AJ Mahari here. In my capacity as a BPD coach, I would like to talk to those who are the loved ones of someone with borderline personality disorder. And you might be wondering, how can a BPD coach, or a life coach for that matter, be of assistance or help to those who have someone in their life, or have had someone in their life, who has borderline personality disorder? There are probably as many answers as there are people who have someone with borderline personality disorder in their lives. And I say that because even though there's a lot of common, rather universal things about being a loved one or having been a partner of somebody with borderline personality disorder, there are so many individual things also you bring to a relationship or to the dynamic of relating to this person in your life with BPD, and that the person with BPD brings to the dynamic who's in your life. You know, where are they in recovery? Are they in recovery? Have they been diagnosed? Do you know for sure they have BPD? Are you guessing? Does it just seem like it? Where are you in this process? You know, what exactly is going on? I've discovered as a life coach and BPD coach, there are so many universal commonalities. I hear from clients all the time who are the loved one of someone with BPD or an ex of someone with BPD a lot about being obsessed with what happened and a lack of closure and not understanding or feeling like one doesn't understand enough about BPD to fix your experience, if you will, or to heal from your experience if that's where you are, or to learn enough about BPD to be able to cope with or better cope with the person with BPD in your life. It's really difficult to suddenly be thrust into the universe or have a relative or a loved one with borderline personality disorder. To all of a sudden really experience, you know, so much from somebody that you care about so much or love so much, that hurts so much. Many people come to this with no knowledge whatsoever of borderline personality disorder or mental illness or how any of this stuff can make any sense at all. And it does make sense when you've been through what people with BPD have been through. Now, that doesn't mean I'm sanctioning their behavior or justifying what it is they do and say a lot of the time. No. But it makes sense where they're coming from with, you know, not having a stable sense of self, lacking identity, and that type of thing, living through essentially a false self. But for those who are loved ones, it's an entirely kind of otherworldly experience. It's sort of like if the relationship ends, you know, often people with BPD do end relationships, or if the non-borderline ends the relationship, then there's this unbelievable confusion, lack of understanding, and an incredible amount of pain that's associated for the non-borderline or the loved one or ex-loved one of someone with BPD that has all to do with this closure. I can't get closure. It's hard to put behind you something that makes no sense to you. It's hard to put behind you something that maybe in your emotional reality right now feels like it's still going on. Maybe it is still going on even if you've left a relationship. But the point is that one of the things I work with clients about is to work through and pass this stuck place of questing after closure and what that's all about. And as I talk about in my audio program, Breaking Free from the BPD Maze, Recovery for Non-Borderlines, there is a process to this. There are aspects of this experience on the other side of borderline personality disorder that, regardless of individuality, are truly universal and common among all who I've spoken to and known, and my own experience also as a loved one of someone with BPD, common to everyone on the other side of BPD. Obviously with individual variances and differences in experience, the particular details, but the heart of the pain, the traps that lead people to be stuck, the what for some becomes obsession, the borderline becomes an obsession.
If you're interested in reading more about my BPD and life coaching, please visit touchstonecoaching.ca. And to purchase a life coaching session or sessions or program, please visit my website at phoenixrisingpublications.ca and click on either Life Coaching or BPD Coaching. I also have ebooks and audio programs available for those who are loved ones of those with BPD, available at phoenixrisingpublications.ca in the ebooks or audio non-BPD categories, as well as having ebooks and audios there about borderline personality disorder that can help you understand much more about BPD in general. If you're still seeking more understanding about BPD, specifically how it manifests in the loved one in your life. And to check out all of the resources I offer online, please visit my website at ajmahari.ca.
The pain, the hurt, the confusion, the fear of not knowing what to do. Loved ones feeling like they've lost themselves. Loved ones describing to me in coaching sessions, thinking, do I have BPD? They're asking me. Maybe I haven't. Maybe I'm like them now. The feeling for many, especially intimate partners of those with BPD who then end up having a relationship ended or have to end a relationship, then go on to have this really tumultuous, confusing time in their lives often. And for some people, it's months, and for some people, it's years, literally years, of searching and questing after a closure, because it's just such an odd experience, an out-of-the-ordinary experience, a painful experience. I think that a lot of people really need and really will benefit from coaching when they're in these kind of places, because coaching and sometimes therapy, sometimes people just really need a therapist as well. And the thing about that is to make sure if you feel like you need to go to therapy that you find a therapist who's really knowledgeable about BPD, because that's one of the things I bring to my BPD coaching with loved ones of those with BPD, is the fact that I've had, unfortunately, I guess, in many ways, but I've had so much life experience with BPD on both sides of it. So I'm so familiar, not only from my own life experience, but just hundreds of clients, probably into the thousands now, over the years, hearing just so many commonalities in the experience. If you're searching for more understanding, you have someone in your life with borderline personality disorder, or maybe you're questing after some kind of closure, even if it's a kind of closure that includes still relating to somebody, because there's many levels of closure, not just the ultimate closure or no contact kind of closure. You're not alone. And so many people are hurting. And knowing a lot of people hurt isn't going to, diminish your pain or give you comfort. But you can at least maybe know that what you are feeling is very, I don't like the word normal, but normalize how you're feeling and understand that your feelings are valid. And if you're in a highly conflictual, reactive type of situation, relational dynamic or pattern with somebody with borderline personality disorder, it does end up getting a little bit like, the chicken and the egg. Who said what first and who's reacting to whom now? And because it just becomes this ongoing, unfortunately often toxic dynamic where, everyone's getting hurt. And really, really and truly, nobody deserves that. And I don't even think anyone intends it on either side of the fence of BPD. As a life and BPD coach, I work with even more loved ones, actually, than people who have BPD themselves. Coming out of significant other relationships with people with BPD, or managing those relationships, continuing on in those relationships in some cases, either way, is very complicated emotionally, and very much is something that people need to understand as much as they can about. If you think you might benefit from coaching, I hope you'll check out my website at touchstonecoaching.ca. There are so many questions on the other side of borderline personality disorder. So many questions that people can't easily just find answers to. And I really help my clients to explore their own empowerment, exploring what it is you need to identify as your goals right now in whatever the situation is with a person with BPD in your life, and then how to really attain those goals. And, the need to understand better, to be able to make the kind of choices that can get you to healthier results in your life for sure. The listening I do is very important People really do need to talk. People really do need to be heard. Loved ones really do need their own recovery. If you feel like you would benefit from some support, you can purchase and book a session by going to phoenixrisingpublications.ca and clicking on Life Coaching or BPD Coaching.